Andy Beast swoops over their heads, folds his wings, and sets himself between the girls as they start up the stairs. He tries to kiss Greta Ingrid's cheek, but she turns away. He kisses Rachel/Rochelle's cheek, and she giggles. He does not kiss the cheek of the short Belgian. The Belgian and the Swede wave ciao at the office of the Foreign Language Department. Rumor has it that there is an espresso maker in there. The friendly momentum keeps Rachel/Rochelle and Andy walking all the way to the end of the hall. I face a corner and pretend to study algebra. I figure that's enough to make me unrecognizable. They sit on the floor, Rachel/Rochelle in a full lotus. Andy steals Rachel/Rochelle's notebook. She whines like a baby and throws herself across his lap to get it back. I shiver with goosebumps. He tosses the notebook from one hand to the other, always keeping it just out of her reach. Then he says something to her. I can't hear it. The hall sounds like a packed football stadium. His lips move poison and she smiles and then she kisses him wet. Not a Girl Scout kiss. He gives her the notebook. His lips move. Lava spills out my ears. She is not any part of a pretend Rochelle chick. I can only see third-grade Rachel, who liked barbecue potato chips and who braided pink embroidery thread into my hair that I wore for months until my mom made me cut it out. I rest my forehead against the prickly stucco. Thin atmosphere. The best place to figure this out is my closet, my throne room, my foster home. I want a shower. Maybe I should